For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through verse 9. Dear Lord, as I lay my head on this pillow, thank you, Lord, for another day. Before I begin to rest, I want to spend some time to praise you. I praise you for your wonderful ways. I praise you because your ways are above mankind's apprehension. I praise you because you do not judge like mankind. You are the righteous judge, a holy and perfect judge, a compassionate judge. I praise your manners of dealing with me, how you treat me, Lord. You do not treat me in the ways and manners that I deserve. You, dear Lord, treat me with compassion, with mercy, and with grace. Lord, I praise you because you are compassionate. You are empathetic towards my needs, you understand my distress, and you alleviate my stress. Lord, you are fully aware of all my problems, my issues, my heartaches, my fears, and my pains. You pour out your love and sympathy on them all, and then lavish me in mercy and grace. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. A reading from Psalm chapter 125 and verse 1. Dear Lord, I trust you. It is written in your word that those that trust in you are like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. Therefore, I will not fear when hard times come, for I will always be abundantly nourished by you. My life will be like a tree with evergreen leaves. It has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit. Therefore, I trust you, Lord. And I am fully confident that you will sustain me in good and bad times. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Lord, I praise you for giving me a peaceful life. I know at times it may not feel like it to me, but I know you have prepared a table of abundance and tranquility for me. When peace is not in my life, with you, Lord, peace is in my mind. Peace is in my relationship with you, Lord. No harm shall befall me, no harm shall befall my family. I can relax and live my life in perfect peace because I trust in you, Lord. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. A reading from 2 John, verse 4. Lord, I praise you for my children. You have filled them with your Holy Spirit. You guide them as they walk, from schools to playgrounds, and back home daily. You keep them, and they are yours. Thank you for them, Father God. Continue to guide and protect them by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.